We're doing the Chazon Ish Emunah U'Bitachon. We're up to page Tet Zayin. The Chazon Ish had discussed the definition of Emunah, the recognition that Hashem runs the world, the definition of Bitachon, the practical applications when one has to deal with life, to deal with life from that perspective, that Hashem is running the world. And then the Chazon Ish said that there are a few mistakes people make. People think that Emunah means you believe things will work out well. No one guaranteed you they'll work out well. Hashem is running the show and he has a plan, but that doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it. We know that Hashem has a purpose and a plan, but where Hashem is leading us is not something that we understand exactly. There are things that we have to deal with in life which we don't understand. And the Chazon Ish also said that sometimes there are people who speak about Bitachon their whole lives, and they're only talking about it because life has been shining on them. So they talk about how you have to have faith in Hashem. Yeah, it's great, so long as things are working out right. And he painted a picture. He told us a story about Reuven, who is a very moral person, who always speaks about how you have to have bitachon, and why do people work so hard? You have to believe in Hashem that things will work out right. And Reuven says this as Reuven has a thriving business, and he has an excellent storefront, which has very little competition. And without working too hard, he's making a great living. So it's very nice of him to talk so fondly about having faith in Hashem. And then, one day, we see Reuven starting to whisper with people and plot and figure out what to do, because he's heard that Shimon is going to open a store next door just like his. And suddenly, all his bitachon goes out the window and he finds excuses to spread out rumors about Shimon and to make fights with him and do all kinds of things against him. Now, where does Bitachon go? If Hashem's running the whole show, why are you suddenly so worried just because there's going to be a little bit of competition? But suddenly, Reuven has all kinds of excuses to say all kinds of things about Shimon. So the Chazon Ish gave this as an example of how things can evolve. What kind of Bitachon is that? Bitachon is when things are going great, I could say, sure, I have faith in Hashem, Hashem runs the show. Chazon Ish continues on page Tet Zayin. Hagemulam kuvelanu me'alot advarim al hasefer. What I'm expecting to accomplish by recording this story, ki ba'alotenu et hagnut al hasefer, if I can point out how faulty this is, what's wrong with this attitude, if I can point this out, beim advarim aloatim u'metapchim al panenu la'kir tagnut shel bitachon mezuyaf. My point is to throw this back in our own face so that we recognize how shameful it is when a person has this fake thing called bitachon. And that's so easy to tap into, to say I have bitachon when the world's going great. Ve'im omnam shlirat ha-bitachon machso benefesh ha-muskelet, ve'kimat she'en lo chelek be'ikarei ha-yadut, ach chol imar mize bitachon mezuyaf. He says, really, if a person doesn't have bitachon, he's lacking in his understanding of the world. He's lacking in his soul. And he's lacking almost in the foundations of Judaism. But I have to tell you that this bitter thing called fake bitachon is even worse. It's true that a Jew has to have bitachon in order to fulfill his obligations as a Jew. But what's worse than not having bitachon, says the Chazon Ish, is having fake bitachon, what he painted out in the earlier picture. And he says the problem with a fake is that really he has no real bitachon. He fakes it. And then it turns out that the guy who's faking it is no better off than a guy who has no bitachon. But there's a lot of destruction that stems from fake bitachon. From faking it, saying, Hashem runs the world, everything's in the hands of Hashem, everything's great, don't worry, Hashem's running everything. When you don't really believe it, you're not really connected to it, then terrible things can come from it, as we saw in the earlier story, because then a person says, I'm with Hashem, and then he allows himself to do a lot of terrible things. Hashem shulal naki mehem. And if a person just says, I don't yet have bitachon, I'm not there, I don't have bitachon, so he won't run into the pitfalls that the faker has. Ki am shulal meshulal min habitachon. He says, if you're just honest, you say, I don't yet have bitachon. I don't. I know I'm supposed to believe Hashem runs the show. I'm not holding there yet. I don't. Sorry. Maybe one day I'll get there. Okay, you're in one place. But the guy who's faking it, he not only doesn't have bitachon, but he always has to fake like he does have bitachon. So now, Hamshulal, lo yimashech acharav chanichim lechancham b'torat ha-bitachon. If a guy just says, I don't have it, he's not going to try to educate anyone. He's not going to try to tell other people what bitachon is all about. V'azayfan mamitan midayim chanichei haziyuf. But the faker, he's busy teaching other people. And he's teaching them how to be fakers like himself. Hamshula lo yigom avon chilul Hashem achman alitzan. When a person just says, I don't have it. So he's not going to desecrate Hashem's name. He's going to say, sorry, I'm not there yet. He ends there. Aval hazayfan, but when a person's a faker, kasher mitgale klono mitpasem alilotav hametoavot neged Shimon Reu. When his actions become public, when all these disgusting things that he did against Shimon, that pitiful competition of his, when that gets revealed, what do people say? Look at him. We thought he was ethical. We thought he learned Torah. We thought he behaves the way we'd expect the Torah Jew to behave. And look at what he's doing. And how disgusting are his plans. Look at that. So it can bring tremendous destruction. So the Chazanish is training us to something. He's saying, honesty is so important. Don't think you can fake it. You don't have bitachon, so be honest. I'm not there yet. Okay, I'll work on it. Maybe I'll get there one day. But to fake it is worse, says the Chazon Ish. That brings about terrible things. And it really brings about, I would add to the Chazon Ish, it brings about even worse than that. Because then people misapply bitachon. It was Purim night. And a friend of mine had drunk too much. And he asked me, can you drive me home? And I said, I don't have a license in Israel. I can't drive you home. So he says, okay, can I offer you a ride? And I said,
no way.
And I said, didn't you just say you shouldn't be driving? And he looks at me and says, where's your bitachon? And I said, I'll pay for your taxi. Do me a favor, don't drive. And he said, you should have more bitachon. And I said, why won't you take me up on it? I'm not asking you to pay me back. And he said, how will I get my car tomorrow morning? I said, okay, I'll give you the money for a taxi tomorrow morning to come back and pick up your car. And he said, you're welcome to hop in the back. And I said, you know, you're not only endangering yourself, you're endangering other people. And he looked at me and said, if you don't come in the car, then go into the base medrash and start working on your bitachon. And I just looked at him and I thought of this Chazon Ish. That's not bitachon. That's a game. And like the Chazon Ish says, when a person fakes it, it's more dangerous because it's destructive. Mm-hmm. And then a person allows himself to do things that are wrong in the name of bitachon.
And it's also wrong to take yourself in a dangerous situation. I mean, you cannot all the time say like, oh, it's bitachon. You also have to watch your back.
We said it's not bitachon. I'm giving a story to illustrate where fake bitachon can lead a person to. Thank God he made it home safely, but that doesn't mean anything. He still did something that was wrong, and that's what Chazon Ish is saying. Fake bitachon is so dangerous. He's preaching to me. I should have more bitachon. I don't mind if a person preaches to me. It's good for me, but let him preach truth. That's where the Chazon Ish says that the faker is very dangerous. He's dangerous to himself, he's dangerous to others. So it's better when a person can just say, I'm not there yet. I don't yet have bitachon. Okay, then one day hopefully he'll get there.